Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. It's Chris
Pavona.
It's Chris Pavona with your Fantasy Sports Network news update. Let's look first at the NBA draft. Ahead of this year's NBA draft lottery, the New Orleans Pelicans held a contest for a season ticket holder to submit a lucky charm to wish the team success. The winner, Connie Halfin, gave the Pelicans Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations, David Griffin, a 56-year-old wooden angel. It turned out to be exactly the type of holy luck that the Pelicans needed. New Orleans leapt up from the seventh spot to the top spot of this year's draft Tuesday night, earning the right to take Zion Williamson in next month's NBA draft, probably killing a lot of hearts of the New York Knicks fans. The Pelicans had just a 6% chance to win the lottery. New Orleans winning the lottery capped a wild night that saw three teams, the Pelicans, Memphis Grizzlies, and the Los Angeles Lakers, leap far up the order, throwing chaos into one of the most anticipated drafts in recent memory. Here is the final top 10 draft order. Pelicans pick number 1, Memphis Grizzlies pick number 2, your New York Knicks pick number 3, Los Angeles Lakers 4, Cleveland Cavaliers 5, Phoenix Suns 6, Chicago Bulls 7, Atlanta Hawks 8, Washington Wizards 9, and the Atlanta Hawks, they get the 10th pick via the Dallas Mavericks. According to the Athletics, Shams Charania, despite New Orleans' unexpected victory in Tuesday's draft lottery, Pelicans star Anthony Davis still wants to be traded. The New Orleans Pelicans are now set up to be Zion Williamson's franchise to lift, and number one pick could ease the potential trade of Anthony Davis. This is Sharania's Twitter. He's saying that his stance on a trade has not changed. The Lakers and Knicks right now are rumored to be looking at a potential trade deal involving their respective draft picks. Let's go over to the NBA playoffs here. Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals. So far, the Warriors are showing they can keep winning until Kevin Durant gets healthy. Steph Curry knocked down 9 three-pointers on his way to 36 points, leading the two-time defending champions past the Portland Trail Blazers 116-94. Curry shot 12 for 23 in his fourth 30-point performance this postseason, finding far more open looks than he had in the last round against Houston. The two-time NBA MVP outplayed the Portland duo of Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum, who combined to go for 11 for 31 against a strong Golden State defense. Klay Thompson had 26 points, including a late one-handed slam. Draymond Green established the energy on both ends early for the well-rested Warriors, finishing with 12 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 blocks, and 2 steals. Game 2 is Thursday night, and the Warriors are unlikely to have Kevin Durant back from a strained right calf. An update on Durant's status is expected the day of the game once the two-time reigning NBA Finals MVP is re-examined. DeMarcus Cousins also remains questionable for this series. Tonight, Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals tips off from Milwaukee as the top-seeded Bucks host the Toronto Raptors. That game starts at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Let's go over to baseball, guys. Boston Red Sox ace Chris Sale strikes out a career-high 17 batters in just 7 innings against the Colorado Rockies, then was pulled after 108 pitches on a chilly Tuesday night at Fenway Park. Sale left the game with a 3-2 lead, but like you said, Dane, the Rockies rallied against Boston's bullpen to win 5-4 in 11 innings. Sale became the first pitcher in Major League history to fan 17 in the start of no more than 7 innings. Sale surpassed his previous best of 15 strikeouts, dominating the Rockies with a firm fastball and a sharp slider. He struck out the first 6 batters and fanned 8 through 3 innings. He didn't allow a runner until Mark Reynolds doubled to lead off the 5th inning. It's the second time in Sale's career that he has recorded at least 14 strikeouts in consecutive starts. He did so in his last start against the Baltimore Orioles with 14. He's the third Red Sox pitcher in the live ball era, which would be since around 1920, to do so, only joining Pedro Martinez and Roger Clemens. Pedro Martinez did it 3 times. Clemens did it twice. In other baseball news, Vlad Guerrero Jr. homered twice to become the third youngest player to hit his first two major league homers in the same game, and the Toronto Blue Jays beat the San Francisco Giants 7-3 Tuesday night. Guerrero finished with 3 hits and 4 RBIs and became the youngest in franchise history to go deep as the Blue Jays won the opener of a 6-game trip after losing 5 of 6 on a homestand in which they totaled 8 runs. The 20-year-old Guerrero homered in the first inning against Giants opener Nick Vinson. I love that they're using opener now and not starter right now, Dane. How long has really that been going on?
The opener? The opener was in vogue, started last year with the Tampa Bay Rays, you know, having that opener go the inning or two. And, you know, we should talk about this one time, Joe, but I think it's smart. They try to, you know, in essence, you don't want the top of the order facing the same guy. You want a guy giving max effort earlier on. It's an interesting theory as, you know, baseball looks at data. And I also think it's a financial thing, Joe. Teams that don't want to pay a number three starter $15 million a year. It's an interesting idea. Let the kids play. I like it.
All right, guys.
As long as you win. Otherwise,
yeah,
it's not a great
idea.
These
aren't really winning anyway. The San Francisco Giants are going to win 65 games anyway. So, I mean...
They're season ticket holders.
I got more baseball news and NHL playoff news coming up in the next hour.
Sold it to the 76ers, man.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
Looks like the odds are in here regarding Zion Williamson. Welcome in the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Now that New Orleans is the number one pick in the NBA draft, turns out that the line is, will Zion Williamson be the number one pick to the New Orleans Pelicans?
Yes.
You can get some really good numbers on this right now. I'm not quite sure I've ever seen a number like this.
What are we talking about this?
Oh, that would actually, let me see, 1, 2, 3, -999,999 to 1 to be the 91 pick. So if you wanted to bet $999,999, you could actually win $100 he will go to the Pelicans, which is a little crazy because suppose they trade out of that pick. And you're on the hook for almost $1 million to win $100 over there. So, I guess you got to put a number on it.
It's not will Zion be the number one pick. It's will New Orleans pick him.
Will New Orleans? Yes. That's a little high.
Potential there.
There is some potential there. Although I don't see them trading out of that.
You never know. Zion could blow a shoe out and tear an ACL in practice in the next month and a half. I wouldn't touch that.
I thought it was interesting too. What happens if he does pull an Eli? Like, you know, I don't want to play for New Orleans.
Right.
Yeah, like, you know, what happens if he does one of those? Because last night, if you didn't see it either, it was announced, he was kind of hurried out of the room there last night. The minute that it was announced the Pelicans, he was obviously not happy.
They were not
the New Orleans Pelicans getting the first pick. So he was really hoping for the Knicks like everybody else. But that didn't come to fruition. And, you know, who knows? Could Zion's people turn around and be like, yeah, trade us because we're not coming to play for New Orleans. I don't know that we've ever had that in basketball. It's kind of a football thing. But who knows? Could Zion be the guy to start that trend and be like, yeah, New Orleans, thanks. Yeah, but I got to go someplace else. Like, trade it out, man. Trade it out. That would be interesting to see.
Players taking control of their narratives.
Yeah, and also Vegas has got some numbers on titles now. After the draft, we'll tell you what those numbers are coming up here. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
All right, game one, Eastern Conference Finals here tonight. Toronto on the road, taking on those pesky Milwaukee Bucks here. So Giannis will be on display tonight, taking on Kawhi Leonard. And we are going to be in, I think, for a pretty interesting matchup there. Are we going to see a little bit of what we saw last night, coming off a grueling seven-game series? No rest for the weary. Will we get a fully charged and ready to go Toronto Raptors and Kawhi Leonard? That we will discuss that as we get ready. Six and a half, I think, is what we're looking at. Toronto is the underdog on the road there. Some opportunities, I think, both in the spread and the totals here tonight. We'll dive into that. But the NBA championship odds were adjusted last night after the draft came down, where if you are just waking up and joining us here this morning, welcome in. The Knicks didn't get the first pick. Knicks got the third pick. The New Orleans Pelicans get the first pick, followed by the Memphis Grizzlies with number two, which is kind of threw the whole NBA world upside down, especially on social media, because Knicks fans were just getting ready to celebrate like nobody's business, man. They were getting ready to give the middle finger up to the entire NBA world, and it didn't happen. They got the number three pick, and in return, Vegas has rewarded Pelicans fans and supporters. Originally, they were 300-1 to open up to win the title next year. Now that they have the number one pick and Zion, 25-1, guys. 300-1 to 25-1. Now, of course, this might blow you away, but the Golden State Warriors opened up at plus 125. So they haven't moved at all there. They're sure. still going ahead and being the favorite. But, yeah, I mean, it's interesting that Zion now. They're looking at Zion and they're going, guys, this is a game changer. And I think those odds, let's be realistic, those odds include, because Anthony Davis is still under contract, guys, he's still a Pelican. So I do think that those numbers reflect Zion and AD together with that current roster. And if that's the case, from 300 to 25, I can see it. I can see Zion teamed up with with an Anthony Davis, with some of those other role players they've got there. 25-1 is actually a pretty damn, I still think there's some value there and good price if he stays. But I think those numbers will adjust if eventually he ends up being traded or whatever it is. But Vegas is looking at it that he's still under contract. He's still a New Orleans Pelican. He's not a free agent. Like, they know where he's going to be as of right now. We know he's a New Orleans Pelican. So you adjust the numbers accordingly. But do you think Zion makes that big a difference, 301 to 25-1, even with Anthony Davis?
No. No, I do not. especially not in his rookie year. So, don't get me wrong. I'm serious. I think Zion Williamson has a great NBA future ahead of him. I really, really do. Okay? But the idea of going from 300-1 all the way down to 25 on Zion speculation, I think is ludicrous. I think they're just trying to take advantage. And, they're trying to get Pelicans money because, that's what will allow the casinos to build buildings in the desert. Your money on Pelicans at 25-1. And they want you to, they're trying to take advantage of that and entice you. Let's not forget, if the idea of Zion being added to a team can have this kind of impact, what about the addition of a Kawhi Leonard to a team like the Clippers? What about an addition of, a Kevin Durant to a team? What about the addition of a Kyrie Irving to a team? I think there's still way too much player movement in free agency and potential trades, that will move the needle a lot more than the speculation of Zion Williamson. So, no, the only time I did ever bet NBA futures before free agency was when all of a sudden there was buzz of LeBron going back to Cleveland. At that point, I was comfortable betting the Cleveland Cavaliers to win the Eastern Conference, even though they had just had a horrible squad. But when they were getting LeBron and it was just the East, I was willing to take a gander on those speculative reports, but I don't know about going all the way down to 25. It sounds to me like the books are just trying to entice you to take New Orleans so they can use your money.
But if Anthony Davis is on the team, and again, these aren't written in stone, numbers, right. the odds change as, if Kyrie decides it's the Clippers tomorrow, then the numbers are all going to change. But as of right now, I'm looking at the other teams that are 25-1 here, which include the Thunder, the Nuggets, the Blazers, the Nets, rather, the Jazz, the Mavericks, all within that 25-40-1. You're going to tell me what? That New Orleans with Anthony Davis and Zion, they don't deserve to be in that price range?
Yes, because of exactly what we've talked about here and we see in the playoffs. What's been one of your biggest narratives all playoffs long, Joe, is that you have to develop the calluses from losing. You have to learn how to lose. All those teams you just mentioned, Joe, the Blazers, the Nuggets, the Jazz, are well ahead of them in that process. If and when the Pelicans do, it would be Zion's first time. It would be Anthony Davis going through the exact things we just said C.J. McCollum
and Dame Lillard went
through 2 years ago.
So you think the Oklahoma City Thunder. You think the Oklahoma City Thunder of Paul George and Hurt Paul Jarman and Russell Westbrook, you think that they are heads and tails above what Anthony Davis and a Zion Williamson might bring to the table for the New Orleans Pelicans? You don't think it's even close?
Because of mostly this experience factor that we have been talking about all playoffs long, Joe. Yes.
But listen, it's 25. It's not 4-5 here. It's the Warriors, Bucks, Rockets, Celtics, Sixers are still your top five that are in single.
I'll take
minus
those
single
money.
Digits.
I'll take that money and I'll put it on the Denver Nuggets. I'll take that money. I'll put it on the Portland Trailblazers. Absolutely.
You'll put it on Portland and Denver. But I'm not going to argue because you listen. You're not going to take the Bulls, the Grizzlies, the Hawks, the Kings. I get that. You might if you're a big fan, but I don't see why if you're a New Orleans Pelicans fan and Anthony Davis remains on the team, prior you're 300-1. I'm not playing it, But now that you've got Zion and if Anthony Davis comes by, I don't see how you wouldn't take a shot if you're a Pelicans fan and say, you know what, give me a ticket for 25-1, especially if AD commits.
If he commits. There's a lot of ifs in that sentence, Joe. There's a lot of ifs in that sentence. There's far fewer ifs when it relates to Denver or Portland.
Well, right now, you know, if that Kyrie comes back to the Celtics, their numbers are probably going to change, too. There's ifs in all of this. That's not the point. The point is a Anthony Davis and Zion Williamson combo in that city at that franchise makes them a hell of a lot more viable than 300-1. Anthony Davis alone. City. If you didn't have Zion, Anthony Davis is worth a hell of a lot better than 300-1. So I think adding the kind of generational talent everybody thinks he is. I mean, if Zion went to, I don't know, the Clippers, what would their number be?
It would be better than 25-1, I think.
So they're at 16-1 now. Let's say he went to the Clippers then. Do you now make the Clippers the favorite?
I don't know about the favorite, but I do think it warrants going down from 16, maybe down to 10 or 12. But that's because the Clippers have these other factors that the Pelicans don't. I keep going back to this experience that we're talking about, Joe. So, yes, you're right when you say it makes them more viable. Yes, of course it would, right? And they should not be 300-1. I just don't think they should be in the same tier as teams we've been lauding for the last month and a half. Denver, Portland specifically. Okay, these guys are well ahead of the game. I think regardless of any move, if they got Zion, they would still be behind those teams in line, in my opinion. So more viable, but not at the same level as a Denver or a Portland, no.
I see them. I'm not necessarily, I'm not buying they're win anything, but I do think that a Zion Williamson, Anthony Davis combination, plus who knows what happens over the next couple of months and in free agency, some of the pieces they go. I think you're crazy not to consider that New Orleans Pelicans could not only make the playoffs, but also maybe possibly do a little bit of damage along the way. So obviously we're still looking at the top, but I don't think it's that far-fetched where you automatically write it off and take 20 other teams instead. I think that's a little crazy.
But I think there's better options. Denver and Portland specifically.
Well, they're all fighting for second, though, ultimately.
Fantasy.
We know that Miguel Andujar is a better player than he's showing right now. So there's clearly something going on, whether it's mental or physical. And I'm assuming test results will let us know. I would be surprised if he's back before the All-Star break.
I don't know either. I have no idea.
What's going to happen here? I don't know. Do you drop him?
You can't drop him yet. You got to wait.
I can't imagine a situation where Andujar is healthy and contributing to your fantasy team before, like, the All-Star.
Weekdays, noon Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban.
I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. They need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
So Steph Curry hits 9 3-pointers last night on his way to 36 points, shattering his prop bet last night, too, as well. Golden State takes down Portland, 116-94. Game one, Western Conference Finals yesterday. Game two, game one tonight, Eastern Conference Finals. And boy, oh boy, that the Milwaukee Bucks have been a absolute Brinks truck here for bettors that have been supporting them all throughout this this playoff, actually throughout the year, but definitely throughout the playoffs. They have been a covering machine. It's crazy when we look at the numbers, and want to welcome you guys in that are just waking up here this morning. It is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Name of the show, Make It Rain. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez here as we try and make sense of the draft last night and take a look at some of these big events, including PGA Championship getting ready to tee off less than 24 hours from now. Tomorrow morning, Tiger Woods, will he, won't we? There's some matchups. There is definitely some ways to make it rain in this tournament, and we'll talk about some of those coming up. But the Milwaukee Bucks, my word, people here. Milwaukee went 4-0 against the spread in the first round sweep of the Pistons, right? And they covered, which is just nuts, 22.5, 5.5, 7-11 against lines of this. Here we go. 12.5, 15.5, 9-12. They have been minus 20 in their two home games and minus 15 in their two road games. And yeah, they would have swept the board no matter what. I mean, it's crazy. I know there were a lot of people a little weary. They, you know, you start to see those double digits, and you're like, oh, I don't know about laying the 12, the 13. Yeah, Milwaukee ended up going 4-1 in the second round against the Celtics as well. Outside of that game one loss, they were 12.5, 8.5, 13, and 16.5 points is what they ended up doing there. Minus 20 at home versus Boston, minus 12 on the road. These guys are just cashing machines, guys. That is what they have been for backers. Blindly just taking, laying the points down, make a difference, just back. You know, it's kind of like what the Houston Astros have been over the last 2 weeks, too, as well, for backers. Mm. You know, take the run line, take the over, guys. You're good. Like, you're good. Just keep going. And that's what the Milwaukee Bucks have been. And you would think, because it's not supposed to be that easy. And I think that's sometimes the hardest part about being a sports bettor is you look at a situation like the Milwaukee Bucks. And instead of just, if it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, it's a duck. Instead of talking yourself out of it, which is what we do, because we tell ourselves, we don't stay positive. Instead of, these guys are going to crush them. Like, they're going to crush them. We go, ooh, that's a lot of points. I don't know. I mean, I know they could, right. But what? Like, but what? And that's the thing we have to guard against the most, because the difference between the pros and the Joes is the pros look at the numbers and go, they're not losing. Here's the bet. Here's the money. Here's the bet. I don't care. It could be three. It could be triple digits. They're not losing. And that's why you get the profit riding teams along these lines. And Mike, I mean, you're talking about regular season Milwaukee Bucks backers. They won and covered at over 60% clip, man. That is, and think about that, over 82 games, Dane. We talk about hopefully getting, what, 53 53.5%. You're talking about over 60% for 82 games. Guys, that is rolling in it when I tell you. Rolling in it. And, oh, by the way, through two rounds, that's 89% now. They are rolling in it. They are making supporters. And I laugh because those kinds of – we dream, don't we, though? As sports bettors, you dream about these kinds of teams and situations, but often we're not taking advantage of it because – we're too busy talking ourselves out of it. We're always going, yeah, but. Like, anytime you start going, yeah, but, it's over. Like, you've already missed it, and it's moved on. Sometimes you just have to look for what it is and go, no matter what the odds makers tried to do, even when they were adjusting from 12 to 14, it didn't make a damn bit of difference. And I know there are going to be definitely a few sharps that are laughing right now at the rest of us because they – at 89% through two rounds, Dane, those numbers are obnoxious, man. They're almost unheard of.
Yeah, and let's add to this. You know, you also talk about it, Joe. You like it when the data, the numbers, and the narrative matches up, right?
Sure.
And this is a situation I believe in that's in play. You talk about Milwaukee against the number all season long. Remember, I've always been touting this stat about how many double-digit victories the Milwaukee Bucks have. And that's why, you know, like, yeah, I don't care about a six-point line tonight, right? There have been times against Detroit when it was like 12 and a half. It didn't matter because the Milwaukee Bucks get that working margin. You add to this the narrative that I've been espousing, like this idea the Milwaukee Bucks are rested. They are at home. Toronto, much like we just saw out of Portland last night, right? The narrative is, oh, my God, tough turnaround. Now they're on the road. They just came off that high of winning game seven. The same could be said for Toronto. The same could be said for Kawhi after his four-bounce game winner, right? And then you got a rested Milwaukee Bucks team who, by the way, has Malcolm Brogdon back after his 17 minutes in the last game against the Celtics. Do not forget, that is a big deal, in my opinion. And I think this sets up for a similar game flow as what we saw last night, okay? Maybe the Toronto will have a couple of punches back in them, a couple of runs in them, but ultimately the tired legs will not matter. Milwaukee will get that working margin. And because these teams are but better defensive teams, I like Milwaukee and I like the under. I told you previously another way to bet this is Milwaukee game one and Milwaukee series. You can get that at minus 180 if you want to lower the juice. Other ways to do it is my little two-team teaser, Joe, that plays out, pays 100 to 100. If you're scared of the number, take it down to 2 points. If you're scared of the number, take the total and go under, like, you know, 222 instead of the 217. A lot of ways to skin the cat, but don't forget, we like ways that'll be Milwaukee and the under, in my opinion. Any ways you can try and get that.
Yeah, and you know, that's the point of why we're telling you this is because the rumblings are already happening here with Detroit. Already in the last 24 hours, 48 hours, here are some of the things that I'm hearing on a team. And I just gave you the numbers. 89%, okay? 89% covers here in two rounds, plus 60% over the season. And yet here we go up against Toronto, a team coming out of a seven-game series, and still we are hearing things like they haven't played anybody yet. Detroit's not a playoff caliber team. Boston rolled over. They're not any good. Haven't played anybody like Kawhi Leonard. These are the types of narratives already that we are getting here.
Kawhi Leonard's coming off 33 shots on Sunday.
It's amazing to me how we are trying to convince ourselves. People are already trying to convince themselves that what is happening is not happening. That's ultimately it. And you talk about guys go, that number, I don't know. Guys, don't, if it's right in front of you, and again, sometimes if it walks like a duck, guys, it's a duck, all right? Don't
Occam's
argue
razor,
with it.
My friend. Occam's
right,
razor.
That's exactly it. I mean, listen, Toronto was this close, guys, this close from joining Boston on the golf course here, all right? Keep this in mind. It's not like Toronto had the same path that Milwaukee, like they've just been rolling over people. They had to survive a seventh game against Philadelphia. They won it at the buzzer. That was a virtual tie game. And Toronto was laying 6.5 points in that game. So for now, I think the betting markets are finally giving Milwaukee that kind of that due respect opening up at -6.5 at home against Toronto in game one. And we've talked about this all playoffs long. We figure, right, 3.5, maybe 4 points for the home court advantage in the playoffs. So if you're looking at it on a neutral court, you know, maybe 2.5, 3 points would be the situation there is what they're telling us by -6.5 on a neutral court. And I'm okay with that. I think that's good. I mean, I had the number at -7. So the -6.5, I think it's been bet down to -6 in some books there as well. But they are, I mean, globally, let's face it, they're around what? -260 on the money line, Dane? What are you showing? Are you showing any big movement on
over
that?
At FanDuel, which, by the way, Joe, is our official partner, right?
Yes, they
I'm
are.
Seeing over
yes.
at the FanDuel Sportsbook, -280.
Okay. Okay. So,
hey, would you be comfortable laying the money line? Would you play the minus 280? Would you play the money line?
That's one of these situations.
I was looking for Warriors money line all day yesterday, and I thought it would have been great. I can't do it anymore. I was looking to try to parlay Warriors money line and Bucks money line.
Let me tell you right now here, because let me see what this opened
Absolutely.
Up. Yeah, exactly. Because you're looking at the money line here, guys. At so. Same situation. It opened up at -260. It's now been bet up to 285. So the guys that are betting that, 59% of the money line bets coming in on Milwaukee, that represents 91% of the money, Dane. So okay. when you say, would you lay it, this is that point we're making where the guys
the
that are betting this,
the sharps are laying.
They're not making excuses. They're not going, yeah, but. They're going, yeah, but Milwaukee is going to win. I mean, that's exactly what they're doing here. Right. Don't argue with it. The bottom line is don't argue with it here. I know we want to romanticize, you know, revisionist history, and we want to pretend like, oh, this is going to be a bad. The truth is, listen, this is a mismatch in a lot of areas. The only thing going on right now, I think, that Toronto has going in their favor, Dane, is the fact that they've got a dude who is heads and tails, as good as Giannis is, Kawhi Leonard is just that much better because Kawhi Leonard's got the ring. So
and this is even more than Portland. Because Portland had two dudes who gave me cause for pause yesterday.
Yeah,
Toronto has one. It's going to be all eyes on Kawhi.
Where are you at? And that one's got a ring.
This kind of
one's an MVP. That guy's a finals MVP who's got a ring. So that's the only question. But the Sharps... there is no question, and I don't think it should be a question for you either. We'll talk more about that coming up on Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy.
We know that Miguel Andujar is a better player than he's showing right now, so there's clearly something going on, whether it's mental or physical, and I'm assuming test results will let us know. I would be surprised if he's back before the All-Star break.
I don't know either. I have no idea.
What's going to happen here? I don't know. Do you drop him?
You can't drop him yet. You got to wait.
I can't imagine a situation where Andujar is healthy and contributing to your fantasy team before, like, the All-Star.
Weekdays, noon Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Finally coming out of that funk there, welcome to the bigs. Mashed his first two home runs of the year last night against the Giants. Had three hits, four ribbies. Did you have them? Are you using DailyRoto.com, the MLB Fantasy Optimizer? Because if you did, you probably would have had them last night. You'd have been able to put them on your DFS roster. So bottom line here, lesson learned. Swing for the fences, playing Daily Fantasy Baseball with DailyRoto.com. We want you to become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer user to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or simply become one of the countless number of people who have won thousands of dollars utilizing DailyRoto.com. Bottom line, if you're playing MLB DFS and you're not using DailyRoto.com, can we stop it, please? Like, stop what you're doing right now. Enter the promo code FNTSY, get a 10% discount, get those lineup alerts, get the projected ownership percentages, the weather updates, the fantasy projections, and most importantly, the use of those DailyRoto lineup optimizers that have produced millions in DFS winnings. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package, only DailyRoto.com, promo code FNTSY. Get your 10% discount today. Want to welcome you guys in here on this crazy hump day as we try to figure it all out. Crazy night last night, big night, fun week. You know, NBA lottery, the ping pong balls, which everyone bitches and moans about ahead of time. And then they bitch and moan during, and then they bitch and moan afterwards. Certainly, if you're a Knicks fan, you also have, of course, the start of the NBA Conference Finals, Western Conference last night. You've got the Golden State Warriors. You've got the Portland Trail Blazers. Tonight, we just told you about Milwaukee and Toronto, and we'll dive into some of the TNA that presents coming up here after the top of the hour. But ultimately, it's a fun time of year. You got the PGA Championship coming up tomorrow, 24 hours. And we had told you, I've got some matchups there, Dane, I really like. I think there's an opportunity here where some of these guys are overvalued. And I think one of the things that we have learned and one of the things that we know about Bethpage Black, a place that Tiger won back in 2002, it doesn't fit a lot of the top guys' games, meaning the Francisco Molinari's of the world, as good as he has been, right? This course presents a very unique challenge, a challenge in which if you're like Jordan Spieth, if you're a dude who's, you know, 285, 290, occasionally 300, you know, consistently, right. That's great. But this course demands so much more than that. And I think that's the situation that you've got to look at here, is that I think there are some guys, not necessarily that I'm so convinced can win, but I am convinced that there are some dudes who just can't, they just can't win because of the fact that it doesn't fit their games. Guys like Molinari, all right, who are in that middle of the road pack, that 15 to 30 to 1 kind of group there. Henrik Stenson is another one. Kevin Kisner, Webb Simpson. You absolutely have to be fading Jordan Spieth this week, okay? We talked about Tiger. Tiger is an absolute must fade as far as I'm concerned as well. But guys like Jordan Spieth just don't have the length needed to compete for a title here. And listen, three of those guys I just told you, Webb Simpson, Molinari, Stenson, they're all major champions here, guys. So they certainly have game, but they don't have the kind of game that's going to allow them to elevate here in a PGA championship at Bethpage Black. So when I say that, you know, those are some names that when you look at matchups here on your prop bets and you start looking at some of these top 10, top 20 guys, there are some dudes that you probably want to avoid more than you are 100% convinced outside of the pure chalk, right? Dustin Johnson, I think we can all agree, probably got a shot to win this, right? Brooks Koepka probably has a shot to win this, right? But you know, I'm not betting anybody at 8-1. I don't care what the hell. I don't care what it is. There's just not enough value in it for me. But there are some other guys I think that you can look at and that have to have that top 50 in driving accuracy. I think this is big. Top 50 in driving distance. And if you can couple that with a top 50 in driving accuracy, then I think it'll help you build a profile of who the top 10 guys are that can definitely compete and win. And I think when you look at the matchups, Dane, take that information there and then compare it when you look at the matchups and go, huh. So if I'm looking at Jordan Spieth and he's going up against a guy that is top 50 in length and accuracy off the tee, I'm fading Jordan Spieth all week long. Any bet I can get in that situation, I'm taking. It's been pretty profitable thus far to fade Jordan Spieth, but that's the kind of approach. As you get ready to start making some of these bets, know that there's really, it fits some guys' games, but a lot of the big name guys right now that you're hearing about, it's not going to work, guys. Like, it's just not going to work for them.
Okay, so, you know, remember, we talk to Colin Drew also sometimes over at Daily Roto. Mm-hmm. He gives us the stat of, like, strokes gained off the tee, right? Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you're telling me that this course, 7,400 yards, you know, that this is for the bombers. Right. And so and not necessarily these guys who know how to move it around the course. You mentioned Molinari, kind of that consistent guy, but just doesn't have the power, you know, to get it far enough. And then you say to apply that to a matchup. So I have one for you. You're talking about Molinari. I got him in a matchup against one of these guys who, you know, I love, who I think fits your description. My man, Tony Finau, Joe. Tony Finau. He's a guy who I know can bomb it. He's a guy who has this experience. He's been around. He seems to always poke his head up in contention in these majors. You said he's a guaranteed top 20 play. So am I reading your narrative and your data correctly? Because I'm seeing Finau and Molinari around the same level. I'm seeing a matchup of Finau versus Molinari. I got to lean to my man Tony Finau in that kind of situation, correct?
That's exactly the thought process. I'm
applying
you
your rationale correctly.
That's right. That's the blueprint, guys. You've got to look for and it's just because of this course, and it's so unique and it's challenging.
You need the length.
Right. It's been played enough over the years that we can pull. You know, we can extract some things from this course and understand the type of profile.
Sergio
for the
over
golfer.
Webb Simpson.
So absolutely. Yeah. Guys like Shoffley, Garcia, and Adam Scott, for instance. Okay. These guys aren't necessarily bombers, but they are long enough and accurate enough that they're not going to get overwhelmed by the 7,400 yards uphill into the wind and the challenges that the course presents. They're great iron players. They've got the short game. I mean, ultimately, you've got to putt in order to win these things anyway. That's universal. But it's that length off the tee. Not you don't have to be crazy long, but you've got to be at least top 50 in accuracy and length in order to be able to be considered a top 10, top 15 player going in to the PGA Tour. So as you go down that list, you know, start looking at some of those matchups over there and go, yeah, you know, look at Kevin Kisner, look at Webb Simpson, look at Molinari, Henrik Stenson, look at some of these guys and see who are they going up against a Finau type? Are they going up against bombers? Some guys that, you know, can put the ball out there, a Bubba Watson. So when, you know, and conversely, look at guys like Bubba Watson. What are some of his matchups? He is a guy that is definitely going to dominate the course at a probably pretty good price. I think he's, what is he? He's in that 40 to 50 to one range too, think. Yeah, so.
Bubba, I see at 40.
Yeah, so, and he's a guy that, listen, man, you know, he's going to be 380 yards off the tee on a 7,400-yard course. If he gets the short stick going, yeah, look out for a guy like a Bubba Watson. So,
over at FanDuel, Bubba's 60 to 1.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah, I like that. Also, keep in mind there were some
Webb Simpson. So there could be a Bubba Watson Webb Simpson matchup that you might lean Bubba.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. I like, and there's a couple of heavyweight matchups I like too. Like I do like Koepka. We talked about this yesterday. I like Koepka over Justin Rose.
Or over Tiger.
For that reason. Yeah, I like Adam Scott. This is also one of my favorites. I like Adam Scott over Paul Casey. And it's actually a pretty good price. It's almost even money there. I think it's I really like Adam Scott coming into this weekend. I like Ricky Fowler over Molinari.
Because I see it at 138, Fowler and Molinari, but I see Fowler at -140 to do so.
Yeah, yep. Yep. Yeah. I mean, it's a little pricey, but again, like that idea here that I'm gonna get a little more length, a little more consistency off the tee from Ricky, and I just think this course sets up horrifically for Francisco Molinari. He is definitely a guy that I would fade, and I do like. There's another one I found yesterday I thought was pretty good. Patrick Reed over Phil Mickelson, and Patrick Reed has a victory here. Like Patrick Reed knows this golf course, and Mickelson over the last 3 weeks, not been great, has had a trouble figuring out where the ball's going off the tee. And that is a horrific time for you to come to Bethpage Black if you don't know where the hell the ball's going. And I think it was -115, -120 too for Patrick Reed. So there's some value there. And we talked about Bubba. I got Bubba over Louis Oosthuizen. Louis, yes.
And
the big thing there is, you know, Louis might hit two shots before he gets to Bubba's drive.
Right.
So, that's the problem. So I'm getting two shots for one. So those are the, you know, I think that's the way you kind of approach some of these matchups, some of the top 10 finishes, pick your guys accordingly. And I think without a doubt, Dana, I think it can be a very profitable weekend, not so much because I'm convinced this guy's going to win it or that guy's going to win it, but I'm more convinced of guys that are not going to win it. So if that makes sense.
It does. Sometimes you got to know what to fade. You talk about what it suits, what the course suits. You know, it's the same in baseball. Yep. You know, we say some ballparks are better for the left-handed pitcher, you know, that sort of thing. So you have to take these things into consideration. Joe, honestly, though, and I got to see, you probably don't like this, I'm on some bankroll management because I see this golf tournament going, right? But I also see the Preakness, right? So I can't get too crazy. I made a lot of bets on the Masters, and we wound up breaking around even, you know, but I can't go through that and wind up losing. And has my outlay for the Preakness, you know, I got more liability out there on a random weekend than normal. So I'm going to have to pick and choose where I want to go because, you know, I'm going to bet the ponies. So I got to manage the bankroll a little bit. I want to save some money for the Bucks and the Warriors, right? So I may be a little bit less on the PGA. I'm on DJ. I'm on Koepka. I'm on them both to beat Tiger head to head. And I'm on them both to finish in the top 10 at plus numbers, Joe. DJ and Koepka in the top 10, both at like +130. So I'm taking that heads up against Tiger. But I can't play in this too much because, you know, I got to always bet, always mining as well.
All right. I want you to, take a few bucks and put it on the side. All right. Because I'm telling you, I've got him as a top five, and you're going to kick yourself in the ass on Monday if Tony Finau wins this tournament.
It's my boy Finau. So, you know, because you know I love Finau, right?
I'm just telling you.
And bang,
I got him at his top five, and I'm making the bet. And if I come
in here on
Monday and I win it and you don't, I'm just telling you, take a few bucks.
Right. Rub salt in the wounds, why don't you?
Yeah, he's got four, I think it was four top tens out of his last five starts.
He's
only got one PGA Tour victory, this is a guy with, like you'd mentioned, the length, this is a guy who just came down, right? In the Masters, this was a guy that now he can take that momentum, dude. I would hate to come in here Monday and hold that ticket up and you'd be like, oh, God, I didn't play him.
You can't tear a ticket if you don't have a ticket, Joe.
Exactly correct, brother. All right, 2 hours in the books here. Big final hour coming your way. We'll dive into the MLB schedule. Plus, we'll give you the TNA for tonight's game. Make it. Do it, man. Do it. Let's make it rain.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
You know, same thing with Panarin. We know he's certainly gone as well. He has already said he wants to go to a team that's close to a body of water. Okay. You know, whatever floats your boat. Uh-huh. That's the first I've ever heard of that.
So that's almost every team.
I know. I think he
Long
wants
Island,
ocean.
You got water. Toronto, you got water. Right. Oh, so he wants to go out west. He wants
he didn't say that.
Sharky or...
A lot of people are speculating that he's going to Florida.
Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
In this league.
We're going to bet together. We're going to fight the man.
We're going to fight him.
Who's that man?
We're going to bring him to their knees.
It's a woman. It's Jeannie Buss.
Uh-oh. Woman, get Trey Clavison.
Travis Clayton here. To wave that flag. Oh, that LeBron James a problem.
Say. They're out here, like all the fans are out there. They're like, hey, and it goes.
Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Yeah, going to be a fun week for sure. Tiger Woods going to be part of Bethpage Black. I'm sure a lot of folks taking flyers because they're probably going, I'm not going to be wrong this time. I'm not going to miss like that guy. Oh, man, $1 million. Yeah, no, fading his ass this week. That's for sure. But listen, it's good
we
for
need
golf.
That dead
a lot
money
of eyeballs.
Player pool, baby.
Yeah, a lot of folks going to go ahead, take a look at him. And that's fine. I want him to make the cut. I want him to be relevant there. It'll help the game of golf. It'll be more fun. It's we love that kind of urgency. And you know, knock if he's part of the discussion on Sunday, it's going to be one hell of a day. You had mentioned we also have got the Preakness coming up here this weekend, and of course we'll talk about that as we get a little bit closer to the weekend. There are some a lot of horses that
today,
some
right.
Yeah. There's some horses that, brand new, have not raced in anything, so to speak. In fact, that, I think there's actually a favorite or two here that's actually never won a race that's going to be now a favorite in the Preakness, which is kind of crazy. But we'll get the post positions. We'll talk about that. And, of course, tonight, Toronto taking on Milwaukee in game one of the Eastern Conference Finals as we take a look at the latest numbers on that. I know it opened up -6.5 for Milwaukee. It has it's bouncing back and forth here between -6 and -6.5. The interesting thing is the total opened up at 218, and I'm starting to see 216.5s, 217s across the board. And when I look at the ticket count here, 34% of the tickets currently written on the over, 66% on the under, which I think is why we are starting to see a little shift going on there from 218 down to 216.5. As far as the spread goes, it's not even close. Milwaukee right now, 65% of the bets coming in on Milwaukee, laying the 6, 6.5. That's representing currently, and it's early, almost 80% of the money. So not a lot of Toronto money yet. Doesn't mean that it's not going to come in, but right now a lot of people are not afraid. And like I said earlier, good for you. If it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, the Milwaukee Bucks are a damn duck here, guys. Don't argue with the number. If you like them, bet them. Play them, all right? Because they're going to win any which way you cut it. Doesn't mean they're going to win the series. Well, they're going to win the series. Who we kidding?
Right.
I'm more interested in whether or not they cover. I was going to say, I'm more interested
in
whether
they cover. Game one and the series. -180, right, baby.
We'll dive into the TNA coming up here, final hour. Let's make it rain, people.